Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Hello, everybody. Hey, Kirstie Alley died.
Yeah. She did?
Yeah.
So sad.
It says Kirstie Alley died yesterday after a brief battle with cancer. She was 71 years old. Kirstie played Rebecca Howe on Cheers. Her films included Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, Drop Dead Gorgeous, and Look Who's Talking. She was 71, like I just said there, but it just kind of popped up. It was like Kirstie Alley died. I didn't know she was sick, obviously. So that sucks, and rest in peace to her. She had posted in September she was joining Cameo, so I don't even know if she... They say a brief battle with cancer. It doesn't seem like that it was a real long one where she was... super concerned.
Dang.
But that is very unfortunate. I'm very sorry to hear that. What's the hardest part about this job? I just got asked this question in an interview. What do you think the hardest part about this job is?
Oh.
Or what sucks about this job?
Mornings.
Yeah, the mornings are real hard.
Just, and it's not mornings where you have to get up and go maybe sit at your desk by yourself and not talk to anybody and you get time. You're like have to be with people and be on.
Mm-hmm. It's tough. By the way, we're not complaining about the job.
No,
I was just literally asked what's the hardest thing about it, because there are a lot of great fun things about this job too, obviously.
Yeah.
The hardest thing about the job, the morning part's very still extremely difficult for me, and I've been waking up in the morning at butt crack since I was 22.
It's a long time.
23, started doing mornings. Long time. That part, I just do not, I don't like it. I would wake up at 1 p.m.
And then people say like, oh, you eventually get used to it, right?
You know, I never get used to it. You just get better at feeling bad and performing good. You have to. Or you lose your job.
I mean, but back in the day when we were young and a little more carefree, I mean, I would barely sleep. And then now we're way older, we have kids.
You can't barely sleep.
Yeah, it's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I don't know what, it's harder to show up and be on in that way.
Eddie, what's the hardest part about this job?
Paying attention the whole time.
Like, I think it's unfair for you though. I'll be honest with you. Eddie had to serve his punishment. I think we should change the rule on Eddie because he's literally doing two jobs where you and Lunchbox aren't. You guys are just being co-hosts, and Eddie's also being a co-host, but he's also running cameras. So I think instead of two, you should have four.
And four strikes and I'm out?
Four strikes and you're back to barking. But it is unfair to be compared to them because they literally just have one job, to look at me and talk.
Yeah.
And you have more than one job to do.
I was talking to someone too about how like it's amazing with Bobby because there are times when he has to talk to Ray while we're talking to you, and I feel like you're talking to Ray, so you're not listening to what I'm saying. And then I stop talking, and you heard exactly what I said.
Most of the time, sometimes I'll miss, and I'll see people on Facebook or wherever be like, "Oh, Bobby missed." But I'm like, if Eddie's talking, I have a button here where if Ray and I are preparing for something or timing, I can push this button.
Like right now, you can't hear me through my
mic. And I would be talking to you, yes. But you're talking to Ray.
I'm talking to Ray with only my mic, but then I got to
let go of the button like this, and I'm back on. Mm-hmm. So Eddie can be doing the ABCs.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
And I'll be talking to Ray like this at the same time. And then I'll come back. Oh, yeah, LMNOP. That's, I like that.
It's crazy. I'm like, how did you hear that?
It's tough. But I think I've gotten better at it over time. Ray's really good at doing multiple things as well. We kind of have to be on the same, like, he's pushing buttons and editing, and I'm hosting, but also organizing and talking to him or talking to Scuba. Or Mike and I, we don't have a way to communicate, so we just do signals, like somebody stealing third.
Yeah.
I pull on my ear, Mike's, okay, he needs a page. So.
But after all that's done and there's quiet, like, you know, you're driving home or whatever, you're like, whew, that was a lot.
Yeah, I leave here. Different than, like, Arkansas Keith, who'd work at the mill all day, physically tired. I don't leave here physically tired, but I leave here because you have to stay up so high so long. You're just like, oh, finally. That's a tough part of it. The mornings obviously are a tough part of it. I never really cared much about the scrutiny of it until I got married, when it started to flow over to her, who she just hasn't done anything to deserve it, and she just gets crushed. That has been very difficult for me because she just doesn't want to live in the public life at all, and my wife is like, I don't know why people come after me. I don't do anything. And she's like, I don't have opinions publicly. She has opinions privately. She's like, I don't do anything. And people just rip me for no reason. And so, and she makes a great point. She goes, when people rip you, at least you did something. And I'm like, well, that ain't nice. But
you signed up for it.
But she's like, yeah, you signed up and you have big opinions where people should disagree with you and should agree with you. That part's tough. And also the fact that, you know, we have a pretty good digital, and I have a pretty good digital, like, I don't want to say too much about it, but they can figure out who posts this stuff, and we've figured out through some IP addresses that some of the people we know. Like, we literally know.
Yeah.
And there are also other shows who will go to, like, Facebook or message boards and write all this stuff about us that's, or even me, that's not true at all, and just write it and let it live. And anybody that doesn't know just thinks it's true. But, like, there are people that are purposeful because we've tracked them back. And it's like, yeah, we used to work with them on this. You know, he was such a douche. He'd come in every day. I'm like, I don't see anybody when I come to work. There's literally nobody here. We have a whole floor. Anybody that says they work with me, they've never worked with me. Because who do we see every day?
No one. Us.
And where do I go when I come to work?
Straight to your desk.
And then when the work's done, where do I go?
To the car.
To the car.
That's it.
Like, for real.
Yeah.
Maybe the bathroom, but not really.
And
maybe your office for a meeting, but that's on the way.
Like, I don't talk to, but people are like, you know, we used to deal with them every day. He'd come in, demand people, walk. And I'm like, there's literally not another human that sees me. Not because am I doing, our studio is on the floor of like a multi-story building. And we come in through like an entrance where there's nobody here. So that's been a tough part. I talked about that in the interview a little bit too. But although I'll say this, the true stuff, if I'm not being talked about good or bad, I feel like, I need to get at it.
You're not doing your job.
Yeah, I don't care really if people are scrutinizing my talent or what I have to say or that I suck or that I'm good. That's part of it. The lies suck. And the wife stuff is even worse because she just doesn't deserve it. And then, but the stuff about the show and okay, the show, great, have at it there. We're public. Go to town on how much the show sucks or how great it is. And that's cool. I'm good. And if we're not being talked about because of the show sucking or being good, then I feel like I'm losing. I got to do something to piss people off. If there's not something up somewhere where people are upset with me or talk, then I'm not, I'm not mattering. I got to get at it.
Interesting.
I got to do something.
Yeah.
My favorite is when people are like, man, I can't believe him. All he is about himself. He's just what do you think that this show is? I have to have either my opinions of my friends that I bring in, my life. I mean, this show has literally been built on me. And either things that I do or things that you guys do that I think would be compelling to do. So, of course, it has to be. I'm over me.
You're over talking about
me. I'm over it. And when I leave the show, I got nothing to say. I don't want to say anything. Sometimes people are like, why is he so quiet? Do you think he's better? No, when I'm out of here or I'm not on stage, I am absolute introvert. I got nothing, nothing. And like, oh, he's just so about himself. That's my job.
Called the Bobby Bones Show.
Yeah, it's literally, if I'm not, I'm going to lose my job. So, but yeah, I did that interview yesterday afternoon when I got back. I can't really say what it is in yet, but it'd be good. I always say a couple things and I'm like, man, if they print that, I'm going to get some crap.
Oh.
But that's what's up, you know? Mm-hmm. And sometimes I do stuff on purpose, they don't even print it. And I'm like, well, why did I do that there if they're not even going to print it? Didn't think it was that good. So yeah, that was the day yesterday afternoon. Everybody came to the Vegas show. Thank you so much. We had a really great time. Theater was really nice. I got to play The Wind. That's where Garth was playing when he was doing his residency.
Amazing.
It looked so nice.
Yeah, it was very nice. They treated us really well. I put up the intro video on my Instagram of the show. It was just a great crowd. Mike did great. George Burge, Eddie, you know, me, Eddie, and George went and played golf the morning before, and we didn't pay for it. I'll say this, The Wind was awesome to me. And so because they were awesome to me, they were awesome to everybody else, right? Because I bring all my crew and make sure everybody gets treated right and get paid. And everybody had money on their rooms to order, like $150 or so, right?
That was awesome, yes.
Just for whatever you wanted. And then we went and played golf at the Wynn golf course. And do you know how much we didn't pay for it. Do you know how much it is to play there?
No.
$750 a person is what I was told.
Oh, wow.
Like, that's insane.
What? Have you ever played on a course that's like that?
No. No. What are you talking about?
Oh, I mean, not that you paid, but like...
No. No, okay. Never even played on a course that's like...
Wow.
I pay $45
a round. So, why is it so much?
Because it can be, and because it's really nice. It's a mixture of both, but it's awesome, wasn't
it? And Amy, they said that they only do like 14 groups a day, max.
So you're never like hitting on people, you're never slowing down.
Unless they said once in a while somebody says, I'll pay $1 million to play. And they'll be like, okay, we'll make room.
$1 million?
Crazy. George Burge is such a good golfer, though. I don't think I've ever played with anyone that shot under.
No, neither have I.
He's so good.
Under par, which means really good, Amy.
He played at the University of Texas.
Yeah.
But now he's like doing really well as an artist. We've known him for a long time. He's so good. But we played, I think we were through 9 holes and he was 3 under par, which is unbelievable. And I'm like, wait, is this, because him and I rode together. And then we finished. But he's also the nicest guy. I don't know, man. He's just such a good dude, huh?
Isn't it unfair that when you're that good of a golfer, like you never get like, hey, good shot, man.
Because we would get mad at him. We'd be like, stupid.
So Amy, when he would mess up, we'd be like, yes, he's normal.
He's like human. Us. Celebrities are like us. Eddie almost got a hole in one.
Oh, that was so close.
And I recorded it and I zoomed into the ball. I got a great shot. You got to see these crap heads when they record me. It's like they see my feet and they turn it off the ball. I'm like, guys, can you not get a good shot of mine?
Isn't getting a hole-in-one super rare and hard?
Yeah, like you can go your whole life without getting one.
Yeah, I've never done it. Eddie's never done it.
Almost got one?
Yeah, at that golf course.
And I shot it perfectly, and it zoomed in on the ball, and then I shot a shot after it where it... You know what they did for me?
What?
Shot me in the golf cart as I drove by. Mm. That's it.
We got distracted, man.
Stupid. Amy, did you really watch Don't Worry, Darling?
Yes.
Because you did claim it.
Yeah.
Some people on the show said they thought you were lying, so I have a quiz here.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Who are these some people on the show?
Did Amy really watch Don't Worry, Darling? It's a really good movie with Harry Styles.
If she fails this, that means she's lying.
Yeah, I watched it over a course of like 3 days, like a TV show.
Mm-hmm. Here are spoiler-free questions about it.
Okay.
Number one, what actor plays Harry Styles' boss in the movie?
Uh-oh.
Hold on. I'm trying to picture in the community where they are. The like retro looking community.
Incorrect.
No, what? Oh, I can't.
It's
no.
Chris Pine, who is also in Star Trek.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
What's the name
I wouldn't have known his name.
What's the name of the town they're in? Big deal here. What's the name of the town they're in?
Guys, I watched this. This is not fair.
Amy.
It's called Victory.
Amy, okay, you've got to stop making stuff up.
I didn't make it up.
What is Florence Pugh's occupation in the movie?
Oh, who's Florence Pugh?
Oh, okay. My goodness.
She's a housewife. She's the main character.
Oh, okay. Yeah. She.
What's the name
I
of?
Tell you all about her.
What's the name of Harry Styles' character?
I don't know their names.
Oh.
The main guy.
Yeah.
Jack.
Okay, Jack. And also, I watched
What color
this
were
days
the jumpsuits
ago.
That the men wore in the movie?
Oh, you got this.
This is a big one because it happens over and over and over again.
Yeah. It's either orange or red.
Yeah, red. Okay. One for five.
Okay.
She said
well,
either, though.
Listen, orange or red, I can't remember exactly.
Was
but
that
I
on
could,
the IMDb page?
I could literally tell you everything else about that movie. Maybe hey. Just not character names, or I would have never known Chris Pine's name.
Hey, Ray, speaking of movies, what's the movie coming out that you were talking about that's crazy?
Yeah, Cocaine Bear.
What the crap?
I saw it on Twitter and thought it was a joke because it honestly does. And apparently, it was based on a true story. They dropped cocaine in the woods and a bear went and ate it.
Who dropped cocaine in the woods?
It was this dude that was smuggling it, dropped the cocaine, parachuted, and then he died. And that's all a true story. And then the bear ate the cocaine and died, but now they've taken some liberties, and the bear goes on a rampage after it does all the cocaine.
Did the bear rampage at all in real life?
No, it didn't kill anybody. It died right away. But in the movie, 2 hours of rampage.
Is it a horror movie?
Oh, yeah. Even in the preview, you see stuff go down.
It's inspired by a true story.
But the name Cocaine Bear is hilarious.
Hilarious.
I've never even seen cocaine, and I'm like, that's funny.
Does the bear ever go to a bar?
Mm. Mm.
Great question. Ask Amy in a week.
Okay.
Does the bear wear a lot of jewelry and his collar popped
out? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Hey, ladies. You want a party?
What?
You insulted by Ray's comment?
Yes. I'm annoyed because
you lost 5 questions. Like, you got them wrong.
Okay, but I do things when I'm watching the movie. I have it on my computer and I go around. But no, I could tell you the whole premise of the movie and exactly what happens.
Did you watch that Take Your Pills?
Yes, Xanax.
And that's on Netflix?
Netflix, yes.
So it's called Take Your Pills, Xanax.
You don't have a quiz prepared for me?
No, because I don't know anything about this.
Okay, well, it's a bunch of psychologists and psychiatrists that are talking about how prescriptions are on the rise for this and have been for years, and that not that they're bad, they do serve a place for people, but that some people are just medicating and not learning how to get to the root of anxiety, for example, and how meds can really help people, but also at the same time, then we're not sharpening up our tools to lessen anxiety within ourselves, because the Xanax just goes, like, our amygdala, it just shuts it down or something. So anyway, Charlemagne the God has a little cameo in it too.
What does he do?
You know, he's big on mental health. He's just talking about mental health. There's a black therapist that's on there, this woman that was like, because she noticed a lot of black men don't want to go to therapy, or they see shame around it, or that it's just not something that they do. And so she offered it for free, and she was shocked at how many people decided they wanted therapy. And then she gave them 8 free sessions. And then once they weren't free anymore, they kept coming back paying.
Oh, cool.
And so anyway, Charlemagne was just talking about mental health and that. And I just thought it was really interesting. And I'm someone that has a prescription to Xanax from a psychiatrist. And I don't take it all the time. It's circumstantial just because it's some different things. And I know I'm not hooked on it because I can go months without even taking half a pill. But then sometimes I might need it for a couple of days. But some people, it's crazy. They've been on it for years and years and years, and their bodies and brains are totally hooked to it. And the withdrawal is devastating.
The audience score is only 50%.
I know. I saw that. I mean, maybe I was fascinated by it because I take Xanax, but I don't know why it's so low. I think only 5 people reviewed it.
Yeah. All right. Well,
I just realized Xanax, Anxiety X. Is that right? Xan Anxiety X?
I don't know that that's why it's...
Because it's for the next, right?
X, Anna X. Who's Anna?
Oh.
Hey, that's how stupid that sounded. When you
really?
Said that.
Yeah, no, yeah. I think that's why they named it that, though.
Xan Anxiety?
Yeah, because it's XA, right? Like anxiety? Right.
See, if I had a chance to just freely talk about Don't Worry, Darling, I could tell you everything that happened.
We're not on that.
No character.
Take some Xanax. You need to chill out.
Well, I know, but who said they wouldn't think
don't
that I watched it?
Don't worry about it.
And then Eddie's over here all ganging up on it.
It's funny, though, because I did the same with Harry Potter. Like,
I watched it.
Failed the test.
I know.
We gotta go. All right,
All right, bye.
You need some. Here, give take one
here,
of these.
Here, take 2.
Yeah, take one of these. All right, thank you. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver?
I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.